President John Mahama says government is determined to ensure that public and state resources are judiciously utilized and corruption reduced to its barest minimum. He cited an initiative by government to install prepaid meters in all government buildings and ministries, as well as a re-registration of government vehicles, among others, as indications of government resolve to fulfill the Better Ghana agenda. Addressing the media today as part of his 1 year in office, President Mahama said the initiatives are the beginning of prudent government spending and the tackling of corruption.
During this first year of my first term as president, our government has undertaken a range of important measures to ensure fiscal discipline. We placed a moratorium on award of new contracts to reduce the budget deficit. We continued implementation of the single spine pay salary structure. We improved ministerial responsibility and accountability by having ministers sign performance contracts and many other such measures. In my continuing drive for responsible, transparent and accountable governance, we also began installation of prepaid meters in government offices and residences of public officials. Overall, my government wants to be judicious and wise in the way we spend the resources entrusted into our care by the people of this great country. And that is why I banned the use of public funds for the purchase and distribution of Christmas hampers last Christmas. We want to ensure that the people's money is used in a manner that brings the best and maximum benefits to our people. We have only this week commenced identification and registration of government vehicles to prevent their misuse. In addition, we have made progress in the last year working to resolve a number of chieftaincy disputes. We also took decisive measures to deal with the incidents of illegal gold mining, popularly known as galamsey. In Parliament, we have acted quickly to represent and support many important but long-delayed bills, including the Right to Information Bill, and I urge Parliament to deal with this bill with dispatch. We've recommitted ourselves to the fight against corruption by introducing and monitoring strong anti-corruption initiatives. We must prevent corruption in every sphere of our national life, and wherever it occurs, we must join together to deal with it as forcefully as possible.
President Mahama also explained the increment in utilities and petroleum. He said though these are difficult decisions to take, they are necessary to salvage the economy from total collapse in the near future and to achieve the better economic growth the nation is anticipating.
Let me just explain in a way that is easy for everybody to understand the situation in which we found ourselves. You cannot continue to subsidize, you cannot continue to give freebies when you don't have the income to be able to support it. And so that's the challenge we are faced with. We have a deficit. Our expenditure exceeds our income at the beginning of 2013 by 12%. We're spending more 12% of GDP every year than we earn. And so you need to balance out your expenditure and your income. Those decisions are not easy to take. For me, if I could give free petrol to Ghanaians, I'll do so. If I could make energy as cheap as possible, I'll do so. But there are some tough decisions you must take. We have a deficit of energy. We currently have an installed capacity of about 2,800 megawatts. Our demand for power is rising by 6 to 7% every year. And so you need to put in more energy generation. Government does not have the investment to be able to do it. You need to bring the private sector in to help you to do it. The private sector doesn't come and set up a thermal plant to sell energy at a loss. And so you must adjust tariffs to an extent that makes it attractive for them to come in.
Touching on education, President Mahama said he promised the people of Ghana quality, affordable and accessible educational system, and he's committed to fulfilling these promises.
We believe that the most difficult challenge for secondary education in Ghana was the fact that 47% of our children who qualify for secondary school do not continue into secondary school because there's just no place for them. And so we thought that that was the first thing we should tackle. And so we promised 200 new community day secondary schools across the country. In the course of this year, the technical team came out with the criteria for deciding where the schools should be sited. And the first criteria was to site a secondary school in all the new districts that had been created that were without secondary schools. The next criteria was to site secondary schools in old districts that did not have secondary schools. And then the third was to identify districts in which they already had secondary schools, but the pressure for secondary education was high. We spent the whole of last year doing that. And so this year, we're going to start with the first 50, but we're also going to start with the second 50. So we intend to start work on two batches of 50 community day secondary schools this year. And so we're on track to deliver on that promise, and it's a commitment we made and I'm committed to ensuring that we increase access for secondary education for our children.
President Mahama said said the government is not losing the fight against galamsey in the country. He said government is working out new measures to curb the menace by introducing land reclamation in galamsey sites and would provide livelihood alternatives to the youth who are into the galamsey business.
For the fight against galamsey, we've not given up. We realized that there were a lot of foreign nationals, you know, involved in illegal mining in our country. And so the first step was two-pronged. One, to get the foreigners out of illegal mining. And then two, to abate the worst forms of that illegal mining. We've been largely successful in doing that. We deported almost 5,000 foreign nationals as a result of that operation. We're coming out with additional measures in order to deal with the issue of galamsey. And the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources is working hard on the next phase. The next phase is not just using security agencies, but also adding a reclamation and a livelihoods angle to the fight against galamsey. If you stop the young people from engaging in illegal mining, what else do you have to offer them? And that is what we have to think about. They are Ghanaian citizens, they want to earn a decent living, and unfortunately, probably because they don't have adequate employment, they see this as a measure to be able to make money and to prosper and look after their families. And so we're coming with a new phase of the anti-galamsey struggle that continues to use security to stop the worst forms of illegal mining, but at the same time offers livelihoods alternatives to the young people involved in galamsey.
President Mahama also denied his alleged interference in the efforts of the Merchant Bank to recover loans from debtors.
Engineers and Planners is a corporate entity. It went to Merchant Bank in 2007 and secured a loan. I have no interest in Engineers and Planners. I don't owe a single share in Engineers and Planners. And it was given this loan for reasons that are between Engineers and Planners and Merchant Bank. They defaulted in paying the facility. As Vice President, our attention was drawn to the fact that Merchant Bank was in trouble and that Merchant Bank could collapse because of the debts that were owed to it. And so, as President and Vice President, the President called a meeting, which I attended, to discuss the distress in which Merchant Bank was. And one of the debtors to Merchant Bank was Engineers and Planners. Engineers and Planners happens to be owned by my younger brother Ibrahim. And so I sat in that meeting, and I must say that out of that meeting, no intervention was made to direct Merchant Bank to do anything. I can say that confidently. At no time have I used executive power to try and influence Merchant Bank to do anything. After all, I became president in July. I could have influenced it. I could have dismissed the Merchant Bank board. I could have done things using executive power. I didn't do that. And so I have not played any role that has conflict of interest. I have let the bank do what it wants. I think SNIT is an autonomous entity. It must take its own decisions. And so I have nothing to do with it. I think if you owe a bank, you must pay. And so Engineers and Planners must pay their debt to Merchant Bank, as everybody else who owes Merchant Bank.
In his reaction to graduate unemployment, President Mahama said it is imperative that universities align their training programs to suit the job market.
Now we're training a lot of marketing graduates, we're training a lot of business administration graduates, we're training a lot of graduates who are not, by the structure of our economy, are not immediately absorbable. And so it takes some time for them to find jobs. So if we concentrate only on graduates, say graduates are coming out of university, they can't find jobs, you know, then it's to minimize the whole unemployment issue. What we should do is to see how we can align our university programs to suit what the job market is looking for. And so I want us to initiate a discussion on this kind of issue. We must have a job market survey to see what jobs are out there, so that when young people are going into university, they are guided about what course to go and do in the university.
President Mahama.